We're going to turn now to Hawaii's Big Island, where the Kilauea volcano continues to belch smoke and lava, and there are warnings of possible explosions to come. Hawaii Public Radio's Ku'uwei Hiraishi met up with some of the people who've been forced out of their homes.
Janet Merle's been in an emergency shelter for a week now. She was forced out of her home in Leilani Estates after a 3-mile stretch of volcanic fissures broke through the ground nearby.
I really don't know where I'm going from here. My house is currently safe and I'm not near the activity, but who knows what'll happen with that.
Murrow is one of hundreds of residents ordered to evacuate their homes when lava and toxic gas began spewing from the cracks in the ground. Hawaii County volunteers unload a truck full of new cots for evacuees. And community members use carts to haul cases of water, boxes of used clothing, and other donated supplies.
Thank you, Martha.
You're so welcome.
You're so welcome.
In the parking lot outside the shelter, evacuee April Buxton fortifies several pop-up tents into a makeshift dwelling.
We've got basically like a 3-bedroom area tent set up. I went and bought an inverter for my diesel. So we have power.
Buxton also bought plastic storage containers to protect her clothes and supplies from the rain.
We can't get a break between the fumes, the lava, the earthquakes, and now we're pouring rain, and we're trying to keep everything we're camping with dry.
Asked how long she's willing to live in her temporary home.
For me, I'm camping out as long as my house is standing. I'm not leaving. I don't care if it's 3-4 months until I can go back to my house.
But it could be much longer. Pi'ilani Ka'avaloa was at a recent community meeting. She said she experienced the volcano's most destructive eruption in recent history 28 years ago, when lava engulfed her home in the seaside village of Kalapana.
For us, it was devastating. It was 30 years, 30 plus years of being displaced.
The 1990 lava flow destroyed an estimated 180 homes and covered the black sand beach of Kaimu. She has since rebuilt, but she says Kalapana will never be the same. Back outside the emergency shelter, the Mamon family was quick to get their food truck to the shelters to provide hot meals to the evacuees.
This is my whole family that's here with me today. My sisters, my wife, my kids.
Serge Mamon leads his family in plating a breakfast of eggs, ham, and rice. He talks about aloha, or love.
I really love our culture. And when we were growing up, you know, everybody took care of each other. I really still get a lot of aloha in me. And I like pass them on so my parents and my grandparents will be happy. You know?
Mamon says growing up on the island, kids were taught to take care of Pele, the volcano goddess. If you take things for granted, he said, she'll take back what is hers. For NPR News, I am Ku'uwei Hiraishi in Puna.